Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Dear McDonald's, your breakfast menu? Fire. Tens across the board. I could be happy with anything, even though I order the same thing every time. Thanks for not judging me. I'll try something new next time. Maybe.
Score a 2 for $5 deal on a sausage McMuffin with egg and more. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Shot clocks, big shots, upsets, aces. TGL playoffs are here. First, Atlanta Drive starts their repeat run against Los Angeles Golf Club. Then, Rory's Boston Common Golf and Tiger's Jupiter Lynx face off in their playoff debuts. Who will advance? Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Tuesday, March 17th at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. only on ESPN and the ESPN app.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard. It's
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Guess what? There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking about cleats with than Garrett Crochet. Things that you didn't think that someone would say to you when you woke up this morning.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you're with New Balance, and I'm really interested in terms of like when players sign with footwear companies, because it's not happening a lot anymore, but also particularly with New Balance, because, you know, obviously Shohei Ohtani, they've leaned into players who are like the face of the game, and For you to lock onto them, I think it's awesome. Number one, I think it's you and PCA this year.
PCA too. Yeah.
So, but that's pretty cool. Like, there's not a lot of guys. Take me through how that process worked.
Yeah. So, since the draft, I just became a free agent. Obviously, was Nike for the past 5 years. And like when I was going through it the first time, it was COVID. So, like in terms of like contracts, like it was very murky, because no one was really sure what they could do at the time. Like in 2020, right after I was drafted, like I don't think anybody was even giving out contracts because they weren't sure what the future looked like. And then New Balance, I've kind of seen from afar, obviously, because I wasn't wearing their models. But a lot of pitchers have been wearing New Balance for a number of years. A lot of the pitchers that I've played
with.
And
even guys who aren't contracted with them.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, when it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, Veterans Day, those sort of things, and you get the special edition cleats, I always thought the New Balance did a pretty cool job. Mm-hmm. Of like keeping it like a little bit more of my style, like paying homage to the holiday, not really sure how you say it.
That's good.
But it was like kind of a little bit more like modern looking. I just thought that looked cool. And then they're in Boston, so it really helps out a lot.
Yeah, well, there you go. You could go down and get free
sneakers. Yeah. On the way to my house, I passed the, or on the way from my house to the park, I passed their like HQ every day.
Oh, so really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, it looks like a cruise ship. It's awesome.
Yeah, so they did some good branding there for me.
Yeah, perfect. But you know, like, so the, and Lindor, I should mention another
one. Yep.
But Ohtani is, like, you see Ohtani, I think if anyone had to identify sort of this is a footwear company taking things to another level, it's because of the Ohtani ads. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know if you could get much bigger than that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But now you're part of the family. And so what I wanted to ask you about is along the lines of what you said. the personality of it, where you were drawn to it.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the things I get on my soapbox about how baseball was so behind. Finally, they said, okay, you can put other things in the cleats besides two colors. But how important, how much do you guys talk, how important is this? I mean, footwear. Like, I know that's a weird question.
Right, right.
How important is it?
For me specifically, I mean, it's like the only thing that I really have control over. Like for position players, you know, it's the elbow guard, the batting gloves, it's the whole deal. But for me, it's just like glove and spikes. And it's something that I want to feel comfortable in. I like just like, I don't want to like keep comparing, but like in terms of what I've worn in the past, it's a little bit more like a grounded feel. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I could just like feel the mound really well with them.
And then in terms of, I mean, you don't have a ton of color. Like you're not.
No, not like, really. Yeah.
No, but this is sort of the last thing I want to ask you. Is this, do players talk about like, oh, those are sick. Like I know that custom, we've had on custom cleats guys.
Yeah, and yeah. Else.
But do you like, oh, those are sick. Or that's, you know, I like that. Or I like this.
Every now and then, a lot of times I feel like it's, you know, the guys that'll put some spikes on like a sneaker. Like obviously Naylor, I feel like brought a big like audience to it when he was like wearing 162 different pairs of cleats over the course of the year.
Yeah. You're not doing that?
No, not this year. Maybe in the future, who knows? Probably not. Yeah. But and with that being said though too, like this will be the first year that like I will be customizing a cleat to have like colors on it. So like pretty basic. Like I don't like anything like too flashy. But like as far as like options of customization go, like I was really happy with the process. Like I said, I've never really done it before.
That's so cool.
I
it was really so cool. How does that work? Like how does that? Have you started doing it at all?
Yeah. It'll take a little while for them to get made, but just like, you know, picking the midsole, the spike plate color and the laces and stuff like that. So I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So again, like if you want, you can put Baseballs and Boring on your cleats if you want to partner up with New Balance. All right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
And I'm JP Finley.
Did you know that B. Mitchell Finley is both on a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlight.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Winter's still hanging around, but the Nationals are starting fresh. New manager, new front office, and a completely different outlook heading into the season.
The Wizards are rebuilding. Young guys flashing talent. Lottery talk heating up. And everybody hoping there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
And once NFL free agency opens, every Commander's move turns into a full-blown argument amongst the boys. That's what the junkies do every morning. Real opinions, real debates. Follow and listen to the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.